Veterans Today with your host, Chris Abeta. Because every day is Veterans Day, today's special guest is Rob Mitchell, founder of Full Battle Rattle, healing heroes with music.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning? It's Veterans Today, because every day is Veterans Day. Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, I don't know if I picked that up from Cesar Chavez or from Martin Luther King, but they said, please, man, if you have a day dedicated to me, don't just have it be one day, man. Let's think about, things, all the way through. So anyway, we've got a guest that came down from Albuquerque. Oh, my God. I hope that the roads weren't that bad. But Robert or Rob, who do you prefer?
I usually go by Rob.
Rob Mitchell. And he's here. And he's the founder of a group called Full Battle Rattle. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But, I was reading a little bit about your history. But let's just talk about you for just a little bit, Rob.
Sure.
You were in Kosovo, and you're... Have you lived in Albuquerque? Are you from Albuquerque, or what?
I'm originally from Dallas, and then we moved here to New Mexico in '98, and I went to Moriarty High School, and that's where I graduated from in 2001. And then right after high school, I went right into the Army and started my career there.
Well, why? Why did you go? They always ask, well, I wonder why they went into it right after high school.
Well, I'm extremely patriotic to begin with, and my father was in the Army, my grandfather was in the Army, my uncle was in the Army. It was kind of a family tradition in a way. So
as it is with many.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many of the veterans that I've interviewed and different people, they've all said, my dad was, or my family was, same thing with me. My dad was in World War II, and it's a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's something that, when it starts running in your family like that, it's almost not even a question that you're gonna do it. Kind of worries me now that I have a son, and I've talked over that conversation in my head on what that may be like when he comes to me and says, "Dad, I think I want to join." How am I gonna feel about that? And of course that'll all depend in the next 15 years or so where this country is with, some of the conflicts we've got going on and things like that. But, when I joined, we were a peacetime Army in 2001. I joined right before 9/11. So there wasn't really a lot going on, so I wasn't expecting to have to go to war. In the middle of basic training, kind of towards the end, actually, was when 9/11 happened, and I remember that day like all of us do.
Yeah.
And I was in my barracks up in Sand Hill in Fort Benning, Georgia. And one of the guys was in the little weight room by the drill sergeant's office, and he actually had the TV on with the news. And he yelled at everybody, "Hey, guys, come here. Come check this out." And we all were running over there and saw it on the news like most people in America did. And our situation was a little different because about 4 or 5 minutes later, the drill sergeants all came up the stairs, and that's when we were like, "We got to go." And drill sergeants came upstairs and yelled at everybody, said, "You got to get downstairs now." So we started running downstairs and got in formation, and that's when, the first sergeant and our CO told everybody, "We're going to war. We're under attack." And as an infantryman in basic training, those were kind of the words you wanted to hear. I want to do what I was trained to do.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, it was really just a matter of waiting for my orders to come down to ship out to the sandbox.
You mentioned about your child, your son. How much of an issue is it? What would be the issue? Would it be that is it a war thing? Is it a?
It's a dichotomy. It's difficult because I would fear if he had to go to war for a couple reasons. The real life physical wounds, or potentially losing my son, as well as the invisible wounds that I suffer from. It can be quite a living hell at times.
That's right.
But the other side of that coin is, do I want to deny him that pride and sense of serving that I have from my time in the military? There's nothing I would change about what I did in the Army. No matter how painful and how haunting it still is, I would never trade that in. I couldn't. You know, I was sitting on this couch in this endless pit of self-loathing and fear and anxiety, and my wife was sitting next to me, and, you know, I couldn't care less that she was there, you know? I just couldn't. I didn't want to talk to her. I didn't want to touch her. I didn't want to look at her. You know, my two kids were playing on the floor in front of me, and I just, inside, I was just begging that they wouldn't ask me to play. Just begging that they wouldn't ask me to play, you know. I sat there, and I was like, I got to do something. I can't sit here and feel sorry for myself and not do something to fix this. And I reached, and a lot of veterans who find themselves in my position, when they reach, they reach for a bottle, or they reach for a needle, or they reach for a gun to do something to end that pain. And, you know, I reached for something that changed my life, you know, something that I had just started teaching myself 30 to 60 days prior to this event. And it was my guitar, you know, and I just picked up my guitar and I started playing, and I knew, I don't know, 3-4 chords, and I just strummed those 3 or 4 chords. No rhyme or reason, no particular pattern, no real song in my head, just played whatever was in my heart at the time.
Been there, man.
And about 3 to 5 minutes later, I stood up and I looked at my wife, and I'm like, hey, babe, what are we going to do for dinner? And she looked at me like I was an alien. Like I had a horn going out in my front of my face. She couldn't recognize me. She says, what the hell just happened? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, just a few minutes ago, you were hating life. Didn't want to move. Now you just want to know what we're going to do for dinner? And she was right. You know, she pointed that out to me. She's like, playing your guitar changed you. And once she said that, I said, you know what? You're right. And at that moment, I knew I had to spread this message to other veterans who are hurting like I am.
Powerful, man.
So, you know, I contacted a good friend of mine who taught guitar, and I said, hey, man, you want to help me teach vets how to play guitar? And he was like, absolutely, man. And that's where the program was born, you know, just on accident by a complete fluke. And, you know, I contacted Guitar Center of Albuquerque and spoke with Brian Gunter at the time, who was their general manager. I shot him a quick email and said, hey, you know what? I had this experience the other night. I want to start spreading this to other veterans. Is there any support that you or Guitar Center could offer? And 2 days later, I got an email back saying, you know what, man? We've got 8 brand new Fender acoustic guitars we're going to give your program.
Wow.
No questions asked. No money. Help the veterans. And man, couldn't tell you what kind of start that was and what that made me feel like, you know, that I cried reading the email.
And, you know, here's another easier solution on calling or getting a hold of someone. Those of you who know Que Suave Radio, call in here, leave your name, and then I'll get it either to Esteban or Patricio, and then they'll get it to me, and then I'll get it to Rob. It's not that, you know, it's in Spanish, una mano se ayuda a la otra, se lava a la otra, and, you know, we can help each other. So it's like, and this is not just the veterans who are listening. These are that wife or that mom that says, oh, you know what, my son or my daughter would love, and they're veterans, and they'd love to learn guitar, and so I wonder if we can call Que Suave, leave it here, and then we'll get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
From there, man. You know, that's, you know, you might be in your car driving or whatever right now. Okay, we're there, man. You know, we're getting ready right now to finish up the program, but I love this job, man.
Because, I could imagine.
You know, because it's, you know, I'm on the committee for the city Veterans Advisory Board. Yeah. And I said, I want to do something, man. And so that's what got me jumping into it. And, you know, Esteban said, hey, well, let's do this program. And we're doing it, man. And it's like, isn't it great to put your ideas into action?
Oh, you have no idea.
It's wonderful, man. It's a wonderful thing. And so, Rob, I want to thank you once again. Rob Mitchell and with Full Battle Rattle. And we're here, man. And so please call us and get a hold of us. And we'll work out something, man, because this is a beautiful thing. Thank you again, man.
Thank you for your time, guys. I appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners who, you know, didn't turn your radio off when you heard this guy get on. So I really appreciate it. And like this gentleman says, you know, every day is Veterans Day to me and to my family. So I hope you guys all see it as that, too. And like I said, we don't need recognition. We don't need you to do anything special. But just know in your hearts the kind of sacrifice our veterans have made and appreciate it.